Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onalit Dini. Nationwide Viksit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan will begin across the country today, with a campaign concluding on 12th of next month. In Nagaland, the Abhiyan will also be organized across the districts of the state with a target of nearly 2.25 lakh farmers throughout the campaign. Advisor for Agriculture Mathan Yantan will launch the campaign from Kohima Village at 8:30 a.m. More report from our Kohima correspondent.
39 teams have been set up to conduct the campaign, with each team scheduled to visit 3 villages daily. The teams comprise scientists from ICAR Nagaland Center, Veterinary Science and Animal Husbandry Jaluki, School of Agricultural Sciences Metsiphema, Central Institute of Horticulture Metsiphema, Krishi Vigyan Kendras of each district, and officials from the state's Agri and Allied Departments. The initiative is expected to reach about 17,500 farmers each day in Nagaland, ultimately targeting nearly 2.25 lakh farmers throughout the campaign. Mary, Akashvani News, Kohima.
The Department of Industries and Commerce, Government of Nagaland, held a high-level meeting yesterday with a delegation from the Republic of Korea to explore avenues for collaboration in trade, investment, technology exchange, and capacity building. The meeting was led by Hekani Jakalu, MLA and advisor to the Department of Industries and Commerce, and attended by Director P. Tokuga Sema and senior officials. The Korean delegation was headed by Deputy Chief of Mission Sangwoo Lim and held at the Directorate of Industries and Commerce in Kohima. Advisor Jakalu reaffirmed the state government's commitment to attracting investment and building partnerships, emphasizing Nagaland's strengths in organic farming, tourism, health and traditional industries. Deputy Chief of Mission Sangwoo Lim expressed Korea's keen interest in engaging with Nagaland and Northeast India, citing Korea's strengths in innovation and small and medium enterprise development and human resource development as valuable assets for partnership. Both sides agreed to hold follow-up discussions to identify specific projects and deepen bilateral cooperation with a shared commitment to strengthening institutional and people-to-people ties. As a run-up to International Day of Yoga 2025, Akashvani News Kohima brings you a special series, Practice Yoga for Good Health and Wellness. Each day, we will explore a new aspect of yoga to help you energize your body, calm your mind, and uplift your spirit. Today's focus, is yoga only for elderly people or during health issues? Yoga is not only for elderly people or those with health issues. It is a versatile practice, beneficial for individuals of all ages and fitness levels. Yoga promotes physical strength, flexibility and balance, as well as mental clarity and stress management. It can be adapted to suit various needs and goals, from intense workouts for athletes to gentle routines for beginners and those with specific health conditions. Consequently, yoga offers holistic benefits that contribute to overall well-being, making it suitable for anyone seeking to enhance your physical and mental health. The Commissioner of Police cum Foreigners Registration Officer Dimapur has stated that foreign nationals must obtain a Protected Area Permit, PAP, before entering the state. The Protected Area regime, notified under the Foreigners Protected Areas Order 1958, which was relaxed for the state of Nagaland, had been withdrawn by the Ministry of Home Affairs in view of growing security concerns in the border areas of the state. Therefore, all foreigners who want to visit Nagaland will have to mandatorily obtain PAP from the concerned authorities and mandatorily register themselves with the Foreigners Registration Officer of the state or district they visit within 24 hours of their arrival. For any further queries for visiting or staying in Chumukedima, Dimapur and Newland districts, one may contact Office of the Commissioner of Police cum FRO Office Dimapur via email fro-nndpr@nic.in or contact 7085065056. And the proposed agitations of the Five Tribes Committee on Review of Reservation Policy will commence today following the government's letter that failed to address the concerns and issues raised in their memorandum. In a press statement, the committee stated that state government had requested the Five Tribes Committee on Review of Reservation Policy to reconsider the proposed agitation, stating that it had constituted a committee on May 7 to examine and submit its findings on policy for reservation in government employment within 3 months. The Five Tribes Committee, in consultation with the Five Tribe Apex bodies, came to a unanimous decision that the state government's letter not only lacks sincere commitment, but fails to address the core issues. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.